With Pentecost now behind us, we are at a point in the Holy Day plan where we are awaiting the return of Jesus Christ at the fulfillment of the Feast of Trumpets, where there will be a marriage to his bride, the church. If we are to be a part of that wedding supper, we must yield to God and be made ready. One of the aspects of being made ready and being his bride is to place our trust in him and to make sure that we are in position to allow ourselves to be protected by him, as opposed to seeking to protect ourselves or going to this world for protection. Now, the principles of this, and again, the lesson for us to draw from this as God's people, has applied to all of his people during our 6,000-year history. But there are additional applications of this in the end time. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30, and we'll read verses 1 and 2. Again, we are in a time, getting deeper into this end time, and many troubles are occurring. And so let's note the ways of the world and the path that they may take. Isaiah 30, verses 1 and 2. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit. Again, that's cover with a covering. They're seeking protection. But not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. So they're seeking the leadership of this world. They're seeking the strength of what this world provides. So and that word, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt, in the margin here, it says flee for refuge to. So to trust is to flee for refuge to. And that word, fleeing, meaning fleeing for refuge to, seeking protection from, and putting, like, that level of trust is going to be repeated in many of these verses that I go to. I would just like to note, I'm not going to turn to it, but Isaiah, a few chapters prior, Isaiah 28, verses 14 through 17 also mentions taking refuge, but it mentions the people of this world, those that are not under the protection of God, those that don't have God's spirit, basically those that are carnal, those that are of this world, they take refuge in lies. So just, again, something to note and read through. Okay, so this is the tone of the world around us. This is what we need to be on guard against, that we're not seeking strength in Pharaoh, that we're not seeking, or the leaders of this world, that we're not seeking and running to to man's knowledge, to man's fund of knowledge, to man's ways of protection, to our own carnal ways. That's what we must avoid, and that's what the rebellious children of the world do. Next, let's turn to Psalm 57, verses 1 and 2 again. Psalm 57, verse 1 and 2. It says, Psalm 57, verse 1, be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee. Again, that same word translated trust or trusteth. In the margin again, it says, hath fled for refuge to. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpassed. So trials are all around us. It might be personal in our lives. It might be the greater calamities of this age that are increasing daily. But this is quite the contrast to what we just read in Isaiah 30, that instead of placing our trust in again, the leadership of this world, or the ways of man, or in Pharaoh, we're seeking our trust in God. And instead of dwelling in the shadow of Egypt, We're doing that. We're taking refuge in the shadow of God's wings, under His protection. This taking refuge, this fleeing to, this trust and this fleeing to God for refuge, it would be very, very something, or sorry, something that we could draw from in this life is when we think about life as parents and our children, when they're hurt, they want nothing more than to flee to the refuge of their parents, to the protection of them. They want to be in their arms. They take comfort in that. And that's the one thing they want and need more than anything, is to seek that protection and take refuge in that. Another psalm, let's turn to Psalm 118. To dwell further on that same principle, Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. It is better, verse 8, it is better to trust, again, to take refuge in, to flee to refuge. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Again, there's repetition there, in the face of all what's going on, all the calamities of this world, all the trials. It is better for us to put our trust in the Lord, to flee to refuge in the Lord. So that's something, again, that we need to dwell on, to really consider and think about. Now, again, speaking of a time of calamity, let's go to Nahum, the book of Nahum, chapter 1. Book of Nahum, chapter 1, and we will read a few verses there. Verse 2, 6, and 7. Verse 2, God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. Verse 6, who could stand before his indignation, and who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. We know that the tribulation is followed by the day of the Lord, and that's terrible things are coming. And this is, describing the types of things that are going to be occurring. And verse 7 is an encouragement for us. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust him. Again, that same word trust, it shows up time and time again throughout Scripture. Again, we need to flee for refuge to. So despite everything going on, the mountains quaking, the great and terrible plagues that are to come, the droughts and famines, everything, the Lord is good, a stronghold. And again, just to reference that, in my margin it states, stronghold is a place of safety. So to just read it, the Lord is good, a place of safety in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that flee to him for refuge. The time is near when all will take refuge, one way or another. Those of the world will be fleeing. All will flee. Those that have taken refuge in lies, as it mentioned in Isaiah, will seek cover within something that cannot protect them. It may be the hills and the cliffs and so on. It may be the aiming to protect themselves in the equivalent of something like the Tower of Babel or some sort of man-made protection or the strength of man or the leadership of man, just like a pharaoh or, of course, a beast power. But let us, as the Church of God, let us seek refuge in God, the ultimate protector, placing our full trust in him, and that's what we must do if we are to be a part of the bride of Jesus Christ at his return.